You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A constitutional lawyer, former Trump lawyer, true historian, real expert, real insider. Robert Barnes is going to join me now. We'll go a little bit the next hour. He's going to co-host the last 45 minutes because I have an emergency meeting I have to go to. I appreciate him volunteering to do that. Couldn't have a better fill-in host. He's beyond fill-in host. Let me just stop there. Do this preface right now. Hands down, I have been on air 32 years, April 15th, 1994, April 15th, first show I ever did as a guest on a show about the income tax and the Federal Reserve. Hands down, in my 32 years on air, nothing has ever even come close to how much danger we're in and the insanity of what's unfolding and the nightmare that Trump has become. Madness of King George III, 25th Amendment, whatever you want to call it, if you look at the foreign control of Israel, if you look at him changing stories every time, we don't want the strait, it's your fault, Europe and Middle East, you go fix it, we don't need it. Now, open the effing strait, Allah Akbar, or I'll destroy you. 20 plus times, we've had victory, regime change, we're done. Israeli operatives on TV, hey, Americans signed up to die, they want to die, they're professionals. All of this is insane. No real objective. They told him it would fall. A few of his advisors, not Tulsi Gabbard, not the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, not Eric Prince, and now this. Trump threatens to take out, this is a quote, the entire country of Iran tomorrow night. Military planning underway. How do you take out an entire country? Now, we have the backdrop of the neocon mouthpieces that he says listen to, saying use nukes. We have Netanyahu's deputy, who's even more hardcore than him, and they're talking about using nuclear weapons and neutron bombs. I'm the only one, a week before the attack 37 days ago, that said Israel has an arsenal of neutron bombs, every major country does, doesn't destroy infrastructure, but it kills even hundreds of feet underground in a giant radiation burst, okay? It hit a full dose, you're dead in 5 minutes. Most people, a couple days, excruciating pain. It's been tested on animals, you name it. They claim they stopped building them in the 70s. No, it's neutron bomb all the way and other stuff. So Israel has this big, giddy event with all these Knesset members. Oh, we're about to use nukes. And they're like, don't tell them, don't tell them. The neutrons, hey, don't give the secret away. Ha, ha, ha. I think there's a good chance, because Israel threatened Trump, this is confirmed, that they would nuke 37 days ago, if Trump didn't do this, then they went in because Trump had finally listened and wasn't going to do it. It's a tug of war. And he thought it would be quickly over. So this is existential to life on this planet. He's doubling down. He's gambling like he's a degenerate gambler at the craps table or the roulette wheel at 4 a.m. He's already bet the house, already sold the farm. And now he's trying to, you know, sell his plasma, his blood to keep betting. But our blood. This is total cuckoo town. Now, Iran came back with a plan that capitulated some. Trump said no. He had a plan. They said no. Because they know they control the Strait of Hormuz. So now it's not just bridges and not just 36 universities they blew up that they say the public love. You see them screaming and yelling in fear. But now it's total destruction, which means, yeah, they're floating nuclear. And they're so crazy, who knows? So here's President Trump during the press conference that just ended. saying, I will destroy the entire country. I thought we're liberating these people. I thought the majority wanted us. Now they admit the CIA and Israel gave a bunch of weapons. That failed. This is how Israel got us into this. Try to get us to the Strait of Hormuz, Kerg Island. All of it's about entrapping us for regime change, sucking us in. And just this weekend, I talked to high-level Pentagon, high-level White House reporters, Trump confidants, who you don't even hear on the news anymore. Notice Flynn didn't say anything. Not saying. Notice you don't hear Roger Stone. Where's Roger Stone for a week plus? Can't even go on air. He's so freaked out. These people have had hour-long conversations with Trump. They were going to fire Tulsi Gabbard last week, Trump was. They explained she's the only one that's loyal. Well, she didn't say that she advised me to go to war, because she didn't. But she at least said, hey, I followed my orders. I'm not going to tell you what I probably told him. They've been purging people they think Barnes has talked to. But even Susie Wiles is now in the war, leaking that last week. This is insane. I'm going to talk to Barnes about what he thinks is really happening. He has incredible sources, just as good as mine or better. But I can tell you all, when I tell you, I've been told this by people that talk to the president at length. What's crazy is he agreed. It was going to try to find an off ramp, and then he does this. He's all over the map. When I tell you this stuff, I'm not pulling it out of my butt. I told you about the cabinet meeting 6 days after Kirk was killed, where Kash Patel said, I want foreign involvement killed and any accomplices. And it came out exactly as I told you the exact day. I was giving that to people in the meeting because they were scared to put it out. I will. And I'm telling you, this is even more crazy that he was pissed at Levin last week and saying he's evil. I shouldn't have listened to him, but he's my friend, so I did. Bad advice. That's how Trump's out of his mind, okay? There is no doubt this is a different Trump. At 79, they finally pushed him into oblivion. Because some people implode in, he imploded up. He does not give a flying rat's ass. That's my assessment. I wonder what Barnes thinks to stop this, but they're leaning on the daring rescue raid and the pilots, how great they are, as if that makes them look good. As they lose the war, they try to focus in on this little success. So here's Trump back to back threatening nuclear war. That is, they've already done it. So that's what this is. That's my view, my assessment. And let me tell you, right here in the gut, it's real. And then Hegseth comparing the weapons officer that survived to Jesus. I love Christianity. I'm a Christian. And I like Trump promoting Jesus. But all this, couching the war in Jesus and all this, is exploitive and is wrong. Now, Barnes is going to come on right now. We're going to get to all this, but here's the clips.
The entire country could be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
Shot down on a Friday. Good Friday, hidden in a cave, a crevice, all of Saturday, and rescued on Sunday. Flown out of Iran as the sun was rising on Easter Sunday. A pilot reborn, all home and accounted for, a nation rejoicing. God is good.
Wow. Here's Trump again, just loop it. We'll take out the entire country of Iran. Imagine when they hear that. This has already unified them. When I'm going to take you all out. That's like the Martians. Surrender or you're all dead. I'm going to take you all out. This is the worst thing you could do. Other than all the other stuff he's been doing. That if you wanted to unify an enemy. I mean, he came out last week and said, we're not going to help Medicare, Medicaid, or any of this. We're a war economy. The opposite. I mean, that just handed them the midterms. And some libertarians go, that's a good idea. Whatever. He promised the opposite. If you're going to do that, you sure as hell don't say it. Good God. He's committing seppuku. If you don't know Japanese, that means political suicide. Play it three times. We're going to Barnes. Play him three times saying, we will take out the entire country of Iran. You know what that's going to do? Israel told him to kill the mullah. Every study said that would make them come together. Think you kill the Pope, makes Catholics give up? You're going to get a holy war. Here it is.
The entire country could be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night. The entire country could be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night. The entire country could be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
All right, so that is terrorism 101. And I've been trying to, like, say we need to salvage Trump because it's better than Democrats and get him back on base than he was talking about doing it. But at this point, Barnes, I thanks for holding for 12 minutes while I ranted. You're a smart guy. Am I wrong? What the hell's going on here? I mean, this is just a nightmare.
Completely. When I was up in Washington, D.C. in January, met with a range of high-ranking officials in the Trump administration, and this is what they were warning of. They said that Trump had gone King Lear mad, that he wanted no negative information shared with him. This was effectively implicitly acknowledged this past week by Susie Wiles in a story in Newsweek and in Time, where she was starting to demand people share negative information because for the last month, high-ranking cabinet officials, members of the Pentagon, members of the intelligence community were afraid to share any honest or accurate information with the president. This is why he watches Fox News all the time, follows those sources, the Clay Travises of the world, the Steve Deaces of the world, people that are saying we're winning, that it's the greatest victory ever, that it's the most amazing military victory ever, that we've taken out all of their missiles, all of their drones, all of their underwater drones, all of their mini subs, all of their go-fast boats that can blow things up in the strait. The entire regime has collapsed. There's going to be regime change any minute. In a peaceful democratic Iran is going to surge out, and we're about to get a peace ceasefire because they're begging for it. He believed all these things that were patently false. That's why he said, on Wednesday night, we can fly over to Tehran anytime we want, as low as we want, and they can't do anything about it. Well, what happened? We had a half dozen planes be shot down over the weekend. That's what happened because Trump was completely wrong.
And I confirm their line about casualties. There's reportedly hundreds of dead, all sorts of stuff shot down. This is horrible.
Yeah, they classified the casualty list. There were so many with severe traumatic brain injuries that they shipped off to the hospital in Germany that hospital instructed people to not come in locally. They said, don't come in even if you're... Yes, even right next to that German plane. So there were so many, we occupied so many hospital beds with American soldiers that they couldn't even treat pregnant women to give birth. That's how bad it was. The Intercept has come out and said there are far more casualties than are being reported. They chose to classify those casualties. That's why you've seen no more.
Well, yeah,
what
do you think is happening when 2,000-pound ballistic missiles are hitting our bases and, like, sending missiles right into the top of radars?
Correct. And they've been lying about all these accidents. They said that Gerald Ford was removed because of a laundry fire. They said that a bunch of planes just fell out of the sky because they ran into each other. They said that, a Kuwaiti friendly fire took down three of our fighter jets. This is all false. Not only that, what happened this weekend is false. This weekend was actually a special forces operation to seize the enriched uranium, which was a high-risk operation, so high-risk that a bunch of high-ranking generals objected to it, and they were sacked on Thursday.
I was about to say, I'm told that the Army general was removed because of this, the head of the Army.
Correct. Some of the top-ranking military officials, Army Secretary Driscoll, who is very close with J.D. Vance, they go all the way back to law school together, is considering resigning in protest over what's happening.
Elaborate on that. That's huge. And again, these people were loyal. These are not leftists.
Not at all. Army Secretary Driscoll, served his country. His parents served his country. His grandparents served his country. Comes from multiple generations, Western North Carolina, Appalachia, an area of both opposition to war and service in the military historically. He was the one trying to get a deal done in Ukraine. He was also integral. He met with the Oman ambassador when he came back about the mediation efforts to get Iran nuclear war and debriefed the vice president on it. And Vice President Vance strongly opposed this conflict all the way through. The same with Army Secretary.
By the way, I confirm that. Vance was public in support. I'm not defending Vance. It's true. I'm told behind the scenes he was, like, just begging. And Trump even screamed at him, you name it. Even Susie Wiles, who we're not fans of, is against it now. What does that tell you?
Exactly, exactly. She saw what the polling data showed. She saw what the economic data showed, which is that even if we don't use nuclear, it doesn't escalate, the highest risk is nuclear weapons use in Iran. Because if it is used there, not only does it create a global catastrophe, it creates a local catastrophe because that radioactive
None of the ships will go through, period. Let's explain this to people. If they send in Marines and Army, which Israel's advising, they will be pinned down, and doctrinally we use tactical nukes at that point. Let me explain to people. We are not in Kansas anymore. We are all in grave danger. I've been on there 32 years. Folks, this is total red alert.
Absolutely it is. So if they use nuclear weapons, that nuclear radioactive air will go all over the Gulf. You're going to have 500 million Muslims around the world swear opposition to the United States and Israel. We're going to have a different...
Oh, you want a real holy war. It's the Butlerian Jihad begins when this happens.
Yeah, exactly. The holy war of all holy wars. The jihad of all jihads. World War III on display.
Put in irons right now.
Completely, completely. The second thing is, let's say that doesn't happen, but instead Trump simply tries to bomb them into oblivion. Two major problems. One, it won't deter their missiles. Their missiles are built and designed and stored and fired from deep underground in these huge mountains. They were designed to literally survive a nuclear bomb. That means we could kill everybody living aboard, above, and it won't stop
the missiles. They've been planning for this.
Absolutely. They will then take out all the desalination plants in the Gulf, all of the water supply in the Gulf, all of the oil and gas supply in the Gulf, all of the places where we get helium, the things where we get key fertilizers, the key to the food supply. So what does that mean? It means permanently higher gas. It will make the stagflation of the 70s look like pennies on the dollar by comparison. It means economic disaster for a decade. It means a humanitarian disaster for a decade. It means hundreds of millions of refugees fleeing the Gulf countries because they're uninhabitable because of the lack of water, because 90% of their water comes from desalination plants. It means an utter nightmare on that scale. So even if he doesn't go nuclear, but goes the equivalent.
And then you know the left, the globalists are going to release a new virus, guaranteed.
Oh, completely.
Domestically, this is it. It's a 1-2 punch. It's going to be war, economic collapse, and then virus.
And the thing is, they don't even necessarily need the virus, because look at what's happening in Australia as we speak. Look at what's happening in parts of the Philippines and South Korea as we speak. They're already using the fuel, lack of fuel and lack of potential food to start what? Rationing. To start.
And don't you love Trump
population.
Saying a week ago, keep the straight, your problem. Now he's like, open the effing straight. He knows.
Oh, completely. We cannot allow this to escalate in this way. The third risk is that we just continue this conflict in such a way the strait remains closed. As long as the strait remains, we live in a global oil and gas market. That means we, folks, for those pretending the straits have no impact on the United States, just go to your local gas station. Look at the price of diesel. Look at the price of gas. That is happening around the globe. Also, oil goes into the entire supply chain for everything produced.
The Federal Reserve already says they're going to raise interest rates. So Trump now knows from my sources this is derailing his plan. Why would he tell all my sources, okay, I want an off-ramp? This is just still got to act tough, though. He just can't help it.
He's gone King Lear, man. I mean, he really has. Like, Trump's genius used to be a combination, if you read Art of the Deal, was we're going to expect the best, however, always prepare for the worst. He's no longer, not only is he no longer preparing for the worst, he pretends the worst can't happen. He has convinced himself the worst isn't happening and that only the best is happening. His positive thinking has become wishful, delusional thinking. He really thinks he's on the phone with Iranians when Iran has stopped negotiating with us ever since we bombed him.
I see the Iranians capitulate. It turns out that's not even real.
Correct. Exactly. It's completely fake.
And even I know he's wrong, but I still go with this thinking, well, they can't just be saying this. And then I was wrong last hour. It's
completely fake. He's convinced himself in his head that it's happening. And this is the level of delusion.
And
that
once
he's
the stock
from.
Market figures that out, which is happening, what happens?
Then all of a sudden the market quits buying the lies and quits buying the deception. And this is why he's talked himself into a corner. This is what Professor Pape at the University of Chicago in his book, in his articles and study of the escalation trap, has been warning about for a quarter century. He said this would be the great trap into World War III. And he said
President Trump economists on a year and a half ago saying this is the one Achilles heel for Trump, is Iran.
Completely. And he's just convinced himself of things that are utterly not true. Like, he has convinced himself that he has 98% approval. He's convinced himself the whole country loves this. He's convinced himself the economy is really booming.
Meanwhile, 95% of Trump supporters I know are completely against this. I just took unfiltered calls from veterans. We got more coming up before you take over. None of them support this. These are combat veterans. They're totally against it.
To give you an example, he's convinced himself now that this week, what the plan was this weekend was a special ops operation to go in and seize their enriched uranium. He was going to use that as his off-ramp, say, we got rid of the nuclear, we're done, we're out of here. And then he needed to rein in Israel on his way out, because that would satisfy Iran if we, those two things, rein in Israel and pull and get us out. Then what happened is it all went AWOL. Everything went AWOL. And that's why they had to suddenly rescue somebody. They had to convert a special ops operation into a rescue operation. That's why some of the planes were involved that don't fit normal rescue operations. Some of the troops were involved that don't normally fit.
And then why is he giving out all that classified info on TV?
Because this is how nuts he is. He's living really in his own world. And if you share negative information with him, he screams and yells at
you. Oh, no. I was told over a year ago, people very close to us in the meetings, like, no one will tell him anything. Even Susie Wiles had to, not defending her, she leaked this, said, you got to give him negative info. Stop being yes men. But he screamed. He even says, my voice is hoarse because I've been screaming at people.
Yeah, completely. And nobody is immune. He goes off on anybody. That's when Susie Wiles is so scared that she's leaking to the press that he is completely not listening to anything negative. That gives you an idea of how bad it is. Vice President Vance has spent the last 3 weeks depressed because of how nuts this is, of how insane this is. President Trump has lost his mind. He has gone King Lear mad, and he risked the entire world if we don't step up and do something about it.
I was about to say,
it.
What do we do? But even his brain, Levin, was saying, we should probably end this now and just build a U.S. base in Israel and bomb them, you know, whenever we need to. Even they're now halfway moving off regime change, but not Netanyahu's staff. They're saying use neutron bombs.
And the UAE and Saudis are neck deep in this. These guys grew up, MBS and MBZ, the respective leaders of Saudi Arabia and the Emiratis, believe that they have to take out Iran for their future to be controlled. These
but
guys
even the Crown Prince is now acting like he wants an end with Putin.
Oh, yeah. He it's both. He's trying to play. But what happened is the Saudis greatly exaggerated their end. These guys grew up playing Call of Duty. They think war is a video game. These guys are nuts. The BB is nuts. The Saudis are nuts. The Emiratis are nuts. We got to divorce them now. And the president has lost his mind. I mean, literally, what we should do is have Vice President Vance tackle him, take him to the basement of the White House, that new bunker they're building under the ballroom. Why is everybody building bunkers, by the way? I mean,
the cabinet living on military bases? Because they know it's coming.
Exactly. You know, tackle Trump, put him in the basement, let him watch nonstop videos of how great he is, and then Vance, get us the hell out of this. Because this is on the verge of being World War III and a disaster we will not be able to recover from for a generation. This is, I mean, both of us have been warning about various risks. Neither one of us, outside of the COVID pandemic, warned that this kind of disaster could happen. We were dead on accurate about
what happened
with the COVID
pandemic. And this is worse exponentially, so stay there.
Worse.
But we're going to break in a moment. Let me just ask you this. I was about to say, the Democrats and them in the midterms, that's a side issue now compared to existential threat. How do we 25th Amendment assess?
The problem is to get the 25th Amendment is harder than impeachment. You have to get 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate.
So what do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
I've known you a long time. You've never called for an internal coup before.
Ever. But that's how dangerous this is. That's how risky it is for the whole
world.
Yeah,
if I was the Democrats, I'd stop poking Trump and messing with him. That only makes it worse. Like, you guys need to watch out. This isn't a guy acting like he's crazy. This is real.
Well, what's there going to be to take over in 2026 or 2028 if this hits the fan? If we get it, he's threatening an extinction-level event for the people of Iran tomorrow. Does nobody think there'll be any blowback from that? If he follows through on that, the whole world is screwed. We're in, and
you know what's insane?
America.
None of this is over-exaggerated or hyped. I cannot stay there. We're going to come back. I've got a short compilation of him saying the war is won. Let's take a few calls and Barnes is going to take over. I have an emergency meeting on the shutdown of InfoWars to go to, and it doesn't even matter. It's so fitting this is happening, and they're literally turning the lights out. People don't take it serious. We survive so much. Robert Barnes is our guest. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.